Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to Yahweh, Bashem, Yahweh Shai. Shalom to the fam. This is a lammy back off of the previous lesson that I did going into the red horse, which represents the so-called white man who are the Edomites according to the Bible. Esau, he's been granted the blessing of the sword pursuant to the book of Genesis. What's that, the 27th chapter, I believe. Let me double check. So, or Salakia, that's, yeah, the 27th chapter, Salakia. So, yeah, the 27th chapter, and he's been using the sword ever since, man. He got into power since 1492. So, part of the sword is his technology, weather modification, which is harp. So, I want to go into Esau's technology, man, because harp is actually a weapon that can manipulate the earth's weather. It's for weather modification. It is a secret weapon that's being used to destabilize countries and cause droughts, you know, food shortages, famines. You know, they can do all kind of stuff, man. They can cause cause insects to kill off crops and stuff like that. They got these GMO insects and all kind of shit, man, that these people are using. So this website is from Global Research .org, and it reads: HARP, secret weapon used for weather modification, electromagnetic warfare. And as you know, I always go into the electromagnetic weapons. These weapons that they're using on U.S. citizens as well as the inhabitants of the earth, or these other countries are using against their own people. These are the weapons that the New World Order is using and will use against those that they consider enemies of the NWO. So a part of them using those electromagnetic frequencies is also being used against the earth. The earth is actually targeted, you know, because the earth is being bombarded with those electromagnetic frequencies, and it's causing erratic weather, man, causing the heat, you know, or the temperatures to rise. Some people call it global warming, or what's the other word that they use all the time? Climate change. These people, they're the one that's changing the climate with this technology. Okay, so let's read this article. So let's see. So it's a lot in this article, so I'll basically get to the point. So HARP stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, is a little known yet critically important U.S. military defense program, which has generated quite a bit of controversy over the years in certain circles. Though denied by HARP officials, some respected researchers allege that secret electromagnetic warfare capabilities of HARP are designed to forward the U.S. military's stated goal of achieving full spectrum dominance by the year 2020, and we're in 2022. And so the U.S. military is using these weapons. The documentary that I'm working on called Beast Dystopia is going to go into the U.S. military's technology that they're using against citizens who are classified as dissidents. So if you speak out against this society, you know, Esau's kingdom, his rulership, his ways of doing business, so to speak, you could be at risk of being targeted. If you're a whistleblower, you know, if you expose corruption, if you have a lawsuit, if you're pretty much in a situation where you come across someone that have access or know people with this kind of technology, they'll throw you on a watch list, and then they will use these weapons against you. And they're hard to prove because it's Esau's, you know, basically get out of jail card, plausible deniability. So they can use these weapons on people, torture them, even assassinate them, and it's plausible deniability. So these weapons, they're used on humans, but again, they're using it on the earth, and the earth is a spirit. The trees, they have emotions, man. The Bible talks about how when the Israelites will come back to power, that the trees are going to rejoice. So let's get that right quick, because that's a very powerful significance of righteous rulership on the earth, when the trees are going to be glad that the rightful rulers of the planet are going to be in authority. Because right now the whole earth is mourning, man. So this is the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 12. It says, "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing." So the mountains and the hills, it says, shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands, which is showing you how when the Israelites go back into power, man, that the actual trees are going to rejoice, man. It says, "Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." So that's going to be a sign that this earth is going to be replenished when the thorns shall come up a fir tree. So the thorns and the thistles and the weeds are going to come up into a fir tree. It says, "And a briar shall come up a myrtle tree." So the earth is going to bear its fruit. It's going to go back to a paradise after Esau is out of power, to the point where the trees, man, are going to rejoice, man. But they're not rejoicing now because these people are cutting down the trees. Let's see. Let's get one more scripture. And shoot the cat out of here. We get the meowing and scratching on stuff. Let's see. Let me see. Let's see. It's a scripture that go until what is it? Where it talks about the trees are going to be so happy because they're not going to be cut down. Bear with me. That's why that scripture where it talks about when the righteous or an authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. That is a true statement, because right now the righteous aren't in authority. When the Lord returns, that's when the righteous authority will be brought on the earth. But when the wicked bear rule, the people are mourning. So this earth is in mourning. Okay. Let's see. I think it's this where it talks about the trees shall sing. We just read about how the trees are going to clap, but it's a specific scripture that go into how the let's see. Bear with me. I wonder if that was the same scripture. But maybe I didn't read all of it. Let's go back over that. Oh yeah, this is it. Okay, this is in the book of Isaiah chapter 14, verse 8. It says, "Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no fellows come up against us." So the fir trees, which, you know, we read that they were one point weeds, are going to sprout up as fir trees. It says in the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no fellers come up against thee, because the trees are being cut down in alarming rates. You know, the earth lungs is in the Amazon River. So trees are very important for the earth's, existence, man. And that's why they're cutting the trees down in the cities, because one of the things that block these EMF frequencies is trees. Being around nature, being around a whole bunch of trees, man, those frequencies have a tough time getting to whatever, you know, they're trying to get to. So that's why in the cities, you'll hardly ever see any trees around. And that's why they're constantly tearing down basically knocking down trees or cutting them down, and they putting more concrete, you know, what they say, the concrete jungle. They're constantly building, man. But the Lord said, "They shall build, but I will throw down." So it's only a matter of time before these frequencies are going to really do damage on the inhabitants of the earth. So let's go back to the article going into HARP. So we just read about how, the Edomites here in America and their military, that's their goal of full spectrum dominance. So they want full spectrum dominance. They want to control everything, man, through these frequencies, man. They want to control the earth. They want to be able to put nations to their, you know, drop nations to their knees with this technology. You know, destroy their economies. But the only thing about it is other countries have their own electromagnetic frequencies. That's why they'll tell you in their literature, the like the army or whoever is pushing all this technology, they'll tell you that that's the new battleground, man. It's not only the mind, but using those frequencies. So the new Cold War between the U.S. and Russia is those electromagnetic weapons. You heard of the Cuban diplomats, you know, the Chinese diplomats or whatever like that. They were hit with electromagnetic frequencies, and they're still jacked up from them, man. And it was, Russia, they used them first on U.S. diplomats that were in Russia. And instead of the U.S. Getting their people out of that situation, out of harm's way. They allowed those diplomats to stay there to be tortured to death because the U.S. wanted to find out the effects of what the technology would do to human beings. And so they're experimenting on human beings. That's what the documentary Beast Dystopia is going into, electromagnetic frequencies being used to torture human beings. And they're torturing animals. They're torturing young and old people. They're doing a whole bunch of horrible things, man, to the inhabitants of the earth for full spectrum dominance. It says, others go so far as to claim that HAARP can and has been used for weather modification to cause earthquakes and tsunamis, to disrupt global communication systems, and more. It says, major aspects of the program are kept secret for alleged reasons for national security, yet there is no doubt that HAARP and electromagnetic weapons capable of being used in warfare do exist. So these weapons are being used, man, for warfare. And it's under, as they always say, national security, man. That's how they're torturing human beings, man, under so-called national security. So no longer you have civil or human rights. You're just a lab rat in the eyes of these evil people. But, you know, that's a part of Esau's blessing. And he would take peace from the earth, as he's doing a great job of doing, man. That's why the earth is such in such chaos. And is again, it's going to be to the point where the trees are going to rejoice, man. They're going to sing. Because trees, or plants, you know, they're actually existing, man. Scientists or people that research, you know, trees, or they use those microphones and sound to come out. I think it is a video that go into how to, it's like plants sing or something. I might be wrong, but I almost remember seeing or hearing something about that. Okay, let's continue. It says, major aspects of the program are kept secret. I read that. It says, for alleged reasons of national security, yet there's no doubt that HAARP and electromagnetic weapons capable of being used in warfare do exist. According to the official HAARP website, HAARP is a scientific endeavor aimed at studying the properties and behavior of the ionosphere, with particular emphasis on being able to understand and use it to enhance communications and surveillance systems for both civilian and defense purposes. So they're using this HAARP as basically a way to communicate, man, through the air. Satan, or what's the scripture where it says the prince of the power of the air? That's what this is talking about. They control the airwaves, man, through this satanic technology. So they can spy on everybody using radio waves. They can hack into computers and hack into your home. They got, through the wall radar. So they can actually see through your wall. Like, remember those old advertisements? A lot of you brothers that are around my age, you know, older Jakes, you know, we were born in the 70s. Remember in those, they used to have these books. Some of them would be like, I think, J.C. Whitney and they, you know, like in the back, they were advertisements, and they used to have these glasses that was supposedly X-ray. I never bought a pair, but it was like a glasses, and it's supposedly like you could see through things. They got the technology to do that, man. They can actually look through your house, man. And you'll be in your house watching TV, and somebody can be outside and they'll know exactly where you at in the house. That's the through the wall technology. So let's go to Thessalonians. So this is let's see. Bear with me, getting the scripture right quick. Oh, Salaki, I said Thessalonians, that's in Ephesians. I think that's we're not ignorant to Satan's devices. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, and it reads, wherein time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So the prince of the power of the air are these Edomites. They've been granted the blessing of the sword, and they control the earth, man. They have dominion on the earth. That's why the Bible tells us in the book of Job 9 and 24, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. Let's see. They can end world hunger, you know, they can end wars, but it's not in them to it, because that's their job, to take peace from the earth. So this is the book of Job 9:24, and it reads, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. So the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. The Lord gave this world to these people for a specific time period. He covered the faces of the judges thereof. So they took their images and superimposed them over the real people of the Bible, you know, through their art iconoclasm, taking their images, you know, their likeness, you know, Edomites. And then now everybody in the Bible is a so-called white person. Even the Egyptians, like the movies in the what's that, the 50s and the 60s, like what's the name, Elizabeth Taylor playing you know, playing Cleopatra, you know, Europeans playing biblical characters, man. And then you know, all the Bible stories. That's them covering the faces of the judges thereof. It says, if not where and who is he? So Esau is not the wicked that's been given this earth, and they've covered the faces of the judges. So if they're not the people, where and who is he? Who is it then? Because, you know, by process of elimination, we know that that's Esau. On a side note, I wanted to tell you brothers and sisters out there that I did submit this broadcast, or not this particular broadcast, but the previous broadcast to iHeartRadio. And again, I was wrong with 2 Thessalonians. For some reason, I got 2 Thessalonians in my mind, but the scripture that I was going into, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices, that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, lest Satan should give an advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his devices. So we're not ignorant of Satan's devices, because if we're ignorant, Satan can get an advantage of us. That's why a lot of people that's taking a jab, Satan is getting an advantage over them. Now they're having all kind of health issues, man. Their lives are ruined, man. You got people out there that had promising careers, whether it be in sports or business or any other field, and now their lives are totally destroyed, man. I was reading an article about this Edomite woman who had spent like 12 years training to be a air traffic controller in a, you know, like a specific job or whatever. I guess it was either like at a specific airport that's like, you know, at the, you know, basically top at the top of the field when it comes to air traffic controllers. She took that jab, man, because the job required her to do it. And now she got all kind of health issues where she can't even do her job no longer. So here it is. The job made her take the jab. And then now they're not going to allow her to work because she can no longer fulfill her job description. So that's Satan getting an advantage over people because they're ignorant of Satan's devices. Satan's devices is this technology and these vaccines. And they're gaslighting people, man. They're telling you it's safe and effective. They want your children to take it. All while people are dropping dead, man. So if you take it after hearing this broadcast, and we're telling our people, do not take that vaccine because it's killing people and it's altering people's DNA. It's forever changing their biological chemistry, and you do it anyway. You know what? You were warned. The Bible say, who shall pity a snake charmer if he's bitten? So if you take that snake venom after you've already been told not to do it, because the Lord is giving us all of these signs and all of these examples of what happened when people trust these people. That's why the scripture says, never trust thine enemy. So if you trust these people, after the information is out there, man, who, you know, how do you think people are supposed to react? When you were hard-headed, you didn't listen. You were led away by your own vain opinion, and you didn't take heed, man. What's the scripture? What's the one scripture where it says God speaks, but men don't consider? And I'm paraphrasing the scripture. He speaks, you know, more than once. But people don't, they don't consider, man. They just think, oh, these are just men. They don't know anything. So this is the book of Job. Chapter 33, verse 14, and I need to go to Bible Hub. So this is the book of Job 33, verse 14, and I'll start with the KJV. It says, for Yahweh speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. So Yahweh will speak once and twice. He speaks through the word, through the Holy Bible, and through his messengers, the men of the Lord, that's saying and reading, thus saith the Lord. So that's the Lord speaking, yea, once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. So men won't perceive it, man. They won't take it to heart. So let's go to the Holman Christian Standard Bible. It says, for Yahweh speaks time and again, but a person may not notice it. So when, you know, the prophets are out on the street, and they'll walk past, you know, once or twice, and they're hearing the word, but they won't perceive it until calamity comes upon them or something happens that their eyes are awakened, and that's if they're blessed enough to get it now, because some ain't going to get it until the day of judgment. This is the Good News Translation. Although Yahweh speaks again and again, no one pays attention to what he says. This is the International Standard Version. Yahweh speaks time and time again, but nobody notices. And people won't listen, man, until it's too late. Going into this technology, and a lot of people are going to be deceived by the miracles of the beast, like this, you know, microchip, the brain chip, the stuff that Elon Musk is pushing about Neuralink. People get their you know, minds, you know, basically altered through this technology. So now, you know, people that are paraplegic or people that are crippled with different other, you know, other infirmities, like, you know, whatever, stroke victims, and now they can put a chip in a person's brain, and now they can walk again. Those are the miracles of the beast. But the Bible talks about how these people will be deceived by those very miracles. So this technology is going to lead a lot of people to their destruction. And how you think they're going to use those miracles through these frequencies, man? We can see what they're you know, doing with this 5G. Hey, I found I've been going into Second Thessalonians, and this is going right into that. The water Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai. I didn't even think about this scripture per se, but some in my mind kept going into Second Thessalonians. So this is Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. It says, "Let no man deceive you by any means," going into the deception. We were just going into how this devil is going to use his technology to deceive a lot of people. It says, "For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first." So that falling away was when the Israelites fell from, you know, being a sovereign state, you know, or sovereign country. You know, the Israelites were dispersed out of the land 70 A.D., That was the falling away. And it says that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. That's Esau. He's the man of sin, the son of perdition, the son of destruction. He is that man of sin that's being revealed. So now we know that Esau, the so-called white man, is the devil. And he's the one that's doing all of these wicked things through his technology, you know, through HARP. You got people that are whistleblowers that's going into these situations. You know, Satan has power, or the prince of the power of the air, using electromagnetic frequencies. You know, you have holograms and stuff like that. People go into Project Blue Beam, all of these so-called conspiracies, which are, you know, you find out that the majority of them are true. And the word conspiracy, it just means to conspire. So these people are conspiring against humanity. They want to control you through the RFID microchip, and control what you spend, control what you eat. They want to know your very thoughts. So nothing would be secret from these people, because they can actually read people's thoughts and display them on screens. They can display a person's dream on their monitor screens. Your very thoughts can be typed out. So So let's go back into this article. It says the ionosphere is the delicate upper layer of the atmosphere, which ranges from about 30 miles to 600 miles above the surface of the Earth. It says the HAARP website acknowledges that experiments are conducted, which are electromagnetic frequencies to fire pulse directed energy beams in order to temporarily excite a limited area of the ionosphere, or ionosphere, Slovakia. It says some scientists state that purposely disturbing the sensitive layer could have major and even disastrous consequences. Concerned HAARP researchers like Dr. Michael Chasudowski of the University of Ottawa and Alaska's Dr. Nick Begich, I've heard of him, son of the U.S. congressman, present evidence suggests that these disturbances can even cause tsunamis and earthquakes. So these weapons, man, such as HAARP, they can actually cause a tsunami, which is an earthquake underwater. What happened in Indonesia, where about 600,000 people died. That was from a tsunami, an earthquake that was underwater. And then the pressure from that earthquake made the waters rise to the point where they were, you know, large, what they call tidal waves, large tidal waves that killed a lot of people, man. So through geoengineering or weather modification, they can cause all of these things, even going into these heat waves. If they can cause earthquakes, they can definitely cause heat waves, cause the earth to become hotter in specific regions, cause snowstorms and all that weird. Remember the weird snowstorm that happened in Texas? How do we know that's not like some weather modification that they use as a test run, man? Because that's what a lot of people are saying, the way that happened. And then all those people were dying. The people were totally unprepared for that because Texas is not known for having that kind of extreme weather, man. So they had like an ice storm, man. People were dying from car wrecks and people were dying from carbon monoxide. You had people's pipes busting in their apartments, you know, or in their homes and stuff like that. It was wild, man. You know? And people had all these large energy bills, man, and thousands of dollars, man. And the people that own that energy company, they end up running out of business because they was doing a whole bunch of shiesty shit. It says two key major media documentaries, one by Canada's public broadcasting network, CBC, and the other by the History Channel, reveal the inner workings of HAARP in a most powerful way. The very well-researched CBC documentary includes this key quote. It says, it isn't just conspiracy theorists who are concerned about HAARP. In January of 1999, the European Union called the project a global concern and passed a resolution calling for more information on its health and environmental risks. Despite these concerns, officials at HAARP insist the project is nothing more sinister than a radio science research facility. Yeah, right. They downplay it. They just think people are gullible enough to believe that it's just like a radio science research project. Those high-powered microwaves coming from those, you know, devices, you know, whether they're like antennas or dishes or whatever like that, these things are manipulating the Earth's atmosphere, man. And these people know it, man. These are electromagnetic weapons, man. EMFs. And I'm trying to think. I mean, you got all these research projects where they're using this technology on people, man. The Navy got those weapons on ships. You know, they can knock down drones and stuff like that, and shoot down planes and destroy boats using those laser beams. You know, post microwave weapons. And so now you have people throughout the United States that are using it to torture people. You know, whoever it may be, whether they be private contractors or rogue, you know, elements of the government, you know, a shadow government, whatever you want to call it. These weapons are being deployed against people. And it's in not only here in America, but throughout the earth, man. Because these weapons are being used worldwide. And obviously, these are very powerful people, because with all the information that's coming out, nobody can do anything to stop these rogue weapons being deployed against people. Because these things are killing people, man. Going back to the scripture, prince of the power of the air. And these different nations are jockeying for power. Whoever has the most powerful weapons are going to control the earth. But we know, according to the Bible, the biblical prophecies that's going to play out in these last days concerning America, which is Babylon the Great, and all the other nations like Russia, which is Magog. Those are all biblical prophecies. The EU, which is the 10 horns, they shall hate the whore and make her naked, and shall burn her flesh or burn her with fire. That's talking about World War III. So it's going to go into thermonuclear warfare. That's the great millstone, as the Bible talks about the stones that are hurled throughout the earth. That's those missiles. That's what that represents, according to the Bible. So yeah, these are perilous times. As we always, you know, tell our brothers and sisters out there, we're you know, the time frame that we're in, you know, and how we should all repent daily. Let's see. So yeah, I read the scripture about the trees rejoicing. Oh, I know the scripture I need. I need the righteous or in authority, the people rejoice. I quoted that, and I wanted to go into that. Because Yahweh Shai, when he comes back, he's bringing righteousness on the planet. And he will be an authority. Because right now, the wicked are an authority. That's why we can't get no justice, man. Ain't no such thing as justice with these people. Even when there are certain situations where it might be a ruling in your favor, that's still not righteous judgment and justice throughout the earth. So this is the book of Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. So when Yahweh Shai returns to the earth with the angels, which is his army, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies, then a righteous authority will start after the war in heaven. Because these weapons that they're using, you know, like on people and on the inhabitants, you know, the rest of the inhabitants of the earth, the animals, the trees, the you know, the air, the everything is being manipulated with this technology. They're going to try to use these weapons and all the other stuff that they got that's hidden, stuff that's not, you know, declassified. They're going to try to use it against the angels. That's the war in heaven. But the Bible tells us that Satan and his angels will be hurled from heaven, which is going into the UFOs are going to shoot these devils' weapons in their ships or whatever they got, you know, their planes or jets or whatever they got, black budget stuff is going to be hurled out of heaven. And that's where the righteous authority will, you know, will be in existence. It says, and the people rejoice. So when the righteous come back into power, you know, because the Israelites were at one point ruling, you know, because you had King David that was ruling and King Solomon. You know, it was a specific time period where there was, peace, no war. But the Lord, he's the Prince of Peace. So when the war ends, you know, which is Armageddon, then peace will be on the earth. And that's when the people will rejoice. It said, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. So we're in a wicked world and wicked people ruling the earth. They're bearing rule. So everybody is mourning. No one can catch a break, man. There's such a low vibration of death and sorrow on the earth, man, that everybody is in mourning, man. So we're in a time basically a spiritual shift, so to speak. You know, this word is like fire and is devouring the wicked. That's why they're coming against the man of the Lord. Because, you know, as we know, words have power, man. You know, and the real power is coming from this Bible. That's why people, they get violent and angry when the word comes out, man. They attack the men of the Lord. They make threats, you know, because those spirits, man, that's inhabiting these people, they get roused up. So this is the book of Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. It says, wherefore, thus saith the Lord Yahweh of hosts, the Lord of armies. The Lord is a man of war. He's all about warfare. He's the master tactician, man. He has the armies of Israel, which are the angels. The angels, they have, vehicles like Esau. He got his tanks and his airplanes, his jets, fighter jets, what they call them, F-16s, and all the other stuff they got, and the other stuff that they got that's highly classified. Well, the angels is the Lord's army, and they have those UFOs. Those are the Lord's armies, the vehicles, which are the so-called UFOs. So those, lack of better words, flying saucers, which is the first word that they use to describe the ships in modern terms. Those are the angels. Those vehicles, classic saucer shape with lights going around them, you know, blinking, and they can fly at different speeds that's unknown to man. Those are the angels. They navigate in those vehicles. And those are our brothers. They're the fellow servants of Yahweh. They're angelic. You know, they're angels, they're spirits. You know, they're in the other dimension, you know, the spirit world, but they also are able through power from Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai that the Lord give them, that they can go in and out the dimensions. They can go out portals or, you know, throughout the earth, because the earth has portals. You know, so there's power from Yahweh, why Yahweh Shai, on every level, man. So the angels have power, and then the very words that we speak have power. That's why he told us in this scripture, I read it again, It says, "Wherefore thus saith the Lord, Yahweh of hosts, the God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, because we speak this word," it says, "I will make my words in thy mouth fire." So the Heavenly Father's words are like fire, man. It says, "And this people would and shall devour them." So this word is like fire, and the people, they're likened to wood, and they're being devoured, man, by this word. So these people are being spiritually burnt up, man, because this word is a weapon. It's powerful. Hebrews 4 and 12. Scriptures, life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's showing you right there how powerful words are. Even in a carnal sense, these rappers, these drill rappers, they're speaking death upon themselves. When they go out and rap about their ops, as they say, you know, their, you know, opponents, opposition, and they're talking shit about the people that, you know, from their block or whatever like that, that their crew or whatever, like murdered somebody, and they put that shit on the record, they're actually speaking death upon themselves. You know, it's a very powerful thing, the words that you speak. You know, you can speak life or you can speak death. So this is the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and 12. But the Heavenly Father's word is very powerful, man. And it's life. But it also can devour the wicked. It says, "For the word of Yahweh is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit." So the Heavenly Father's word is quick and powerful. It's very quick, man. Powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So the Bible is likened to a two-edged sword. Now, a two-edged sword is sharp on both sides. So a person that's wielding that sword, spiritually, they can cut somebody, but they can also what cut themselves. So when the word cuts you when you're reading it, what should you do? You should repent and do your best not to get cut again, you know, because that means that if you're getting cut by the word, it's something in you that's causing you to feel a certain way, man. This, the word is wounding you, but the word wounding you is a good thing, because through that there's repentance and you can be healed, you know, by changing, by doing the things that is necessary to evolving in this truth, growing. You know, we've all been cut by the word, you know. But that's again a time to make those changes, man. What's that song by Michael Jackson, "Man in the Mirror"? When you're looking at yourself, man, you're looking at your reflection. You know, and the Bible tells us to examine ourselves. So a part of being cut, you have to examine yourself. We have to examine ourselves. It says, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints of and marrow, and it's a discern and is a discerner of Salakia. Let me read that again. Salakia. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So the word, it cuts, and it gets down to the nitty gritty, as we always say, your true intentions, whether they're good or bad, it's going to find out, it's going to seek it out. That's why it says it's a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden, man. All things hidden shall be made manifest. You know, everything is naked. You know, everything is on what they call, what they say on jumble, on the jumbotron. That's what this truth will do, man. That's why all things will be made manifest, no matter what it is. So agents out there and spies that are working for Esau, you know, whether you're a spiritual spy that got demons on you, or you're actually working for the man, that's going to be revealed. It's going to be brought out eventually. And the Lord's going to do it in a way where people are going to notice. They're going to see, you know, who you are. This word is powerful, man. It has force. So yeah, man, this truth it's the spiritual news station, so to speak. The good news, the gospel. That's why we're able to go into the word. You know, when I say we, I'm talking about the brothers that's out there, and we're able to go into current events. We're able to go into what's happening on the earth because the Bible explains these things, you know. And you have, you know, brothers out there that have, you know, certain level of knowledge. Some brothers are blessed with more knowledge, but whatever knowledge that you're given, you know, it's a gift, use it, you know, to edify, to build other brothers and sisters up, you know, to warn our people. You know, that's why it's very important to go into this devil's technology, because these are Satan's devices. We're not ignorant of those devices. The microchip is a device. This pandemic, you know, the food shortages, that's all a way to ensnare people, to get people to go along with the Satanic New World Order agenda. Because once you can control a person's food supply, or, you know, you control the food supply, a nation's food supply, you pretty much got them. People, you know, that are starving and hungry, man, they're subject to do anything, man. Even sell out their own people, you know. And a food shortage will make human beings eat their own flesh, man. Eat their own children. As what happened during 70 AD, when the Israelites were so hungry that they were cooking their children, man. That was brought out in the book of Josephus. He was a historian that went into the fall of Jerusalem, 70 AD. The Romans starved out the Israelites, blocked it off where they couldn't go in or go out. And the people basically starved to death, you know, or, you know, they resorted to cannibalism. And that's going to happen in these last days. The food shortages, to the point where people are going to actually kill each other, man, over food, you know. But the Bible says that the Lord's servants will eat and, you know, and be happy. And those that aren't of the Lord's fold, they're going to be in a pitiful case. So that's why it's very important for you brothers and sisters to take heed. Don't let nobody deter you from this truth. Don't let nobody gaslight you and tell you that you're in a cult, or you're not an Israelite. Let them prove what they say is true, because so far Christianity have deceived us. So the burden of proof is on them. Make them answer the hard questions, you know. If you have a pastor, you're still going to these churches, start asking them hard questions. Start asking them current events. And you see how quick these wacky, tacky Christian pastors hightail out of there, because they can't answer no questions, man. We as, you know, brothers that's out here, you know, as the Lord commanded us to do, we try to answer your questions. And if we don't, we're going to try to find the answer. You know, we're not going to deflect or whatever like that. We like those questions, because one, iron sharpens iron. So we need those questions so we can sharpen our spiritual swords. So we need to constantly be sharpening our knowledge, you know, wisdom and understanding, as the scripture says that the word will make us wise into salvation. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy time. So it's very important to gain that knowledge, so when all hell break loose, you'll have that knowledge and be stable. So other than that, stay strong, brothers and sisters. Shalom.